Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch for this Sunday's game against the Titans. Drew, let's start with the running game. Coach Kubiak says Arian Foster, Ben Tate are going to split carries.
Yeah, that's one of the things to keep an eye on, to see how even those carries go, because we sort of heard the same going into San Diego, but Foster had twice as many carries as Tate did. That's the first thing you want to watch. And the second thing you want to check out is the running game on the other side of the ball, Chris Johnson and the Titans. It's interesting. 10 times he's played the Texans. Four of those times he's cracked the century mark, 100 yards or more. The other six times he hasn't gained anything more than 74 yards. So which Chris Johnson shows up? Texans are going to be prepared for that.
All right, the D-line, J.J. Watt versus the Titans. What do you expect out of him? The numbers weren't great last week, but he still had a great game.
Yeah, still had a fantastic game, just didn't show up as much in the stat sheet as he did last year. Going to be fascinating to see what he does, because the Titans have sort of retooled the interior of their line. They signed a guy named Andy Levitra from Buffalo. They drafted Chance Warmack out of Alabama, so that's going to be much improved. And then also, one of the other things to watch, Antonio Smith is back, the defensive end, the ninja, missed because of suspension. So he's on the field, so will Vanilla Ice. It's going to be a ninja's type of theme all game long.
A ninja day.
Yeah.
All right, Jarrell Casey, a little bit of bad blood or some dirt going around. He said a few things about the Texans. How do you think that's going to play into the game?
Yeah, something about feet and rear ends and et cetera, but hey, there's never been any love lost between these two. We've seen fist fights just since 2009. You see two of them, one in 09, one in 2010 with Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan. So it's all chatter. Put it on the field, see what happens then.
That's five things to watch. Be sure to check out the entire article on HoustonTexans.com.